Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 270. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track by Speedy Ortiz. That song is called American Horror, and it's the lead track from the band's EP, Real Hair, which is due out on February 11th on Car Park Records. The Northampton band has a full-length coming out, I think at the end of February, actually, so this EP is just a teaser. Keep an eye out for that, and keep an eye out for them on tour. I think they're in Europe now, but they're out doing like a 60-date tour or something, and not one of those dates is in Kansas City. Go figure. I got lots of music for you today, so I need to go ahead and jump into something quickly. This is Damian Gerardo with the song Silver Donna.
Oh, impossible to forget and forget. Thought our love was good before. You haven't seen anything yet. If you're leaving tonight, you'll find my shoulders are skinnier than before. I've been rebelling with no call, but I think I still can be the one you thought I was. You say there are reasons for what we do, and this is a chance to start anew. I'm gonna follow my heart.
And I keep telling myself these things, and I keep playing on worn out strings, but I know it's not necessarily true.
In Stockholm the weekend before. Happy nice day, happy nice day, happy nice day. What's that supposed to mean? Heart.
I'd say we made some headway there with that last set, starting things off with Damien Girardeau and the song Silver Donna off his new album Brothers and Sisters of the Eternal Sun, which came out today, January 21st, on Secretly Canadian. Damien Girardeau is based out of Seattle, Washington. He's had out a number of albums, and all of them different, though this album, I guess, draws on his last one, maybe refines it, maybe it perfects it. I don't know. If that last song is any indication, he's going for something very theatric. I can just see that in a movie, can't you? After that, we followed up with Making Marks from Oslo, Norway. That song is Forgive and Forget, and that's on 1,000 Half-Truths, which comes out February 3rd on FICA Recordings. That album follows two excellent 7-inches, and both of those A-sides are included in this album as well, so you can't go wrong there. And then we wrap things up with Northern Portrait with the song Happy Nice Day. Originally, that was on the Pretty Decent Swimmers 10-inch released early last year, 2013. But I just got it on the late last year released Ta compilation released by Matinee Records that compiles all of their 7-inches, their singles, their comp tracks, all that in one handy CD. And I hope you enjoy that. And if you don't, well, I guess we grew up in different decades. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together, you and I. But hopefully I make a good podcast, keep you coming back week after week. Jumping into new music now, I'm going to shift gears on you. This is a track by Nudie. It's called Pawn Shop.
This guitar, it sounds a little bit better every time it comes back from the pawn shop on Church Street, where it goes to stay. When I'm a little bit light and I wanna get tight, the woman I'm spending my nights with informs me she wants to go away someday. Shower like BB King and hand me some rings like when he was the blues boy in Memphis. But I don't wear rocks, I just need them to hock when the woman I'm spending my nights with wants to go away. Got a buddy named Dan with a guitar from Japan that he says he's not using, and don't I need something to play till my fortunes change. When I'm a little bit light and I wanna get tight, the woman I'm spending my nights with informs me she wants to go away someday. Shower like BB King and hand me some rings like when he was the blues boy in Memphis. But I don't wear rocks, I just need them to hock when the woman I'm spending my nights with wants to go away. This guitar, it sounds a little bit better every time it comes back from its little safe place, hanging next to my bass.
It's raining and the wind is ruthless. It's raining and the wind is ruthless. It's raining. Caffeine, ephedrine and orange juice. music they're playing at all, but I'll get by with a little bit of you. Alcohol, tobacco, caffeine, ephedrine and orange juice. As well be dreaming, but I'll get by
with a little bit of you. Alcohol, tobacco, caffeine, ephedrine and orange juice. With a little bit of you. Alcohol, tobacco, caffeine, ephedrine and orange juice.
I just love that track. Totally shambolic and yet epic at the same time. That is Stanley Brinks with the Wave Pictures with the song Orange Juice. That is the A-side of the Orange Juice 7-inch, which came out yesterday, January 20th, also on FICA Recordings. He is based out of Berlin. Wave Pictures based out of London, joining up for 7-inch, and then an album that's supposed to be out soon afterwards, not including that single, though. So you're going to want to pick that one up. You can't go wrong there. And before that, you heard from Nudie with the song Pawn Shop. That's on the album Remember This, which I believe is now a self-release that is about to come out January 28th. Rumor is it came out in 2012 or something at some front. Who knows? Things don't travel very quick out of Prince Edward Island, I'm sure. Definitely some classic country there and some good wordplay, and makes me long for all those artists past. Well, I see I'm out of time, past time actually, so let's get some things out of the way. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 270. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK. .com, or find me on any of your favorite social media outlets, including Twitter at SidMuchRock. Looking at the concert calendar, a few things coming up. The 22nd, you got Life and Times at the Record Bar, and that's going to be a good show with some good support acts. Frankie Rose is playing the 28th at the Record Bar, but I'm going to miss that one. That's sad. The 30th, Dead Van is playing at the Record Bar with a great lineup, so check that one out. And the 31st, Late Night Callers are playing at the Record Bar. Also, a good show. Like, lots of good bills coming up. On February 8th, Reggie and the Full Effect at the Record Bar. On the 13th, Neutral Milk Hotel is playing at the Uptown. Or you can go see Tyvek and Shwervon at the Focal that same night. Valentine's Day is Moonspell at the Riot Room. The 15th, Dolls on Fire playing at the Record Bar. The 19th, Com Trues is at the Record Bar. On the 20th, is Two Nights playing at the Air Closet in Kansas City. The Art Closet is... an all-ages space, DIY. I think there's three punk bands, and it all looks very entertaining to me. Two Nights, I think, is from Texas, and they are listed as math rock. So can you go wrong? Let's cut it off there. Lots of shows coming up, and hopefully I'll see you at a few of them. We're going to wrap things up this week with a new track by Mogwai. The song is called Heard About You Last Night, and it's on the band's album Rave Tapes, which comes out today, January 21st, on Sub Pop Records. The band, of course, out of Glasgow, been around for a number of years, and this album is a little tamer, I think, than some of the past ones. They've calmed into middle age, I guess, for a band perspective. that doesn't mean that it's still not good stuff. And kind of the repeating line in this one is so good. That echo, it just, well, listen to it. You'll enjoy it. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.